Brand new luxury apartments. If you're in the market, listen. Brand new luxury apartments. Champion has a new property, River Park of Dublin, which is a mile south of Dublin. Location is everything. Spacious 1, 2, and 3 bedroom homes, designer finishes, resort style amenities, exceptional customer service. That's Champion. Champion's brand new luxury apartments, River Park of Dublin. Now do something about it. Visit livewithchampion.com. Livewithchampion.com.
This is CBS Eye on the World. I'm John Batchelor. Denmark, Copenhagen. Denmark is considering, writes Reuters, lifting a 40-year-old ban on nuclear power to enhance its energy security, marking a significant policy shift in a country that has prioritized wind and solar. The Danish government will analyze the potential benefits of a new nuclear power technologies in a report expected later this year. And why? We go to Spain. The Spain-Portugal blackout has led Denmark, as well as Norway and Sweden, to reassess their commitment to renewables. There was a moment that existed when Spain and Portugal were actually net zero. That's when they were completely run by renewables, and then they weren't. I welcome Henry Sikorski, the executive director of the Nonproliferation Policy Education Center. We're going in two directions here. Denmark, Norway, and Sweden are talking about bringing back nuclear power to subsidize or augment their admittedly extremely extravagant renewable generation. Spain, on the other hand, is talking about its electrical grid. Henry, a very good evening to you. I believe both those items are in your wheelhouse. Let's start with the electrical grid. What does Spain need to know about what China's selling? Good evening to you.
Good evening. It's great to be on your program. Thank you for having me again. What we are learning and what we're concluding seems to be in inverse proportion to the distance from wherever the problem is. So if you're in Spain, your conclusion is we got to worry about the security and fragility of the grid. And if you're in the north and you have had a debate over whether to invest in generation and nuclear generation in particular, you use this problem as if the way to solve it isn't the grid, but by going back and getting everyone to rethink whether they reached the right conclusion about nuclear power. what should interest us the most is that the grid in either case in advanced economies here, Europe, Asia, are being stressed out because not only is there more demand for electricity, but more important, the different types of electricity that are being put on the grid in all of these places suggests we need to change the grid and invest in it much more than we have. So, this is complicated. Politicians have a hard time selling that. But we're backing into that brief in all of these places. So that's my takeaway. And it doesn't matter whether you're pro or anti-nuke. The grid, it's the grid, stupid, I guess. And you're going to need it, certainly if you bring on small modular reactors, every bit as much as you're going to need it if you have more renewables, particularly if you haven't cracked the battery problem with storing that stuff. So it's ready to, dribble out when you need it at the right amounts. My read is to put the emphasis on the grid syllable, but that may not be the way it's read, and yeah, I think you raised it by talking about those Northern European nations and what they're making of it.
I want to stay with the grid a moment. What's an inverter?
Well, an inverter is something that takes electricity and conditions it so that you can get it at the amounts and in the flow that you want, rather than in massive amounts that make it very difficult for you to use it in your home or your factory. There are all sorts of switches, things that reduce and increase voltage, transformers, all of these things. And increasingly, we depend on someone else making these things because they're expensive to make. We've been using a lot of Chinese product, and the news most recently is, oh my gosh, did you know that these important components seem to have things in them that report back to Beijing and might be able to be manipulated from China to crash our grids? And people are now wringing their hands about, well, what do we make of this? I think cybercrime is one of the things the Spaniards are claiming may have been, an explanation. Well, that's of this ilk.
The inverters are in our grid. They might be in the Spanish grid. They might be in the Denmark grid. Is that a fair observation without evidence yet?
It's certainly time to take inventory, and I think the answer, a short one, is yes.
All right, nuclear power. Let's go in another direction. We've talked for years about the vulnerability of a state to its own nuclear power plant in the event of warfare. You tell me that the Chinese are suddenly discovering the problem?
Well, no. What's more interesting is they're suddenly talking publicly about a study the People's Liberation Army, which is the source of all research on anything security, in their newspapers. Well, why is this stunning? I have been working these issues for the Pentagon under contract. And one of the things they asked me, well, how can you do this unclassified? It's all classified. And my rejoinder is, well, look, maybe you're right, but it would be worth some money to find out if you're right, because we're talking about a public utility, and if it's under threat, you have to defend it. You can't do it without making the public aware of what the vulnerabilities are and what their role will be if the grid goes down or is browned out. So you can't do this without the public, and you need a public narrative. And if you're of the view that we can't talk about it, well, you know, we should just start drinking heavily, because we know the Chinese and the Russians are hacking into not only ours, but our allies' electrical supply systems. And they're ready to, you know, try to turn the damn thing off. So that convinced them to go ahead. But when you now have the Chinese, a repressive society, if ever there was one, being more open than we are about talking about this, it kind of sets the bar higher. Maybe we need to be talking a bit more about it publicly as well.
So the Chinese, having spied on us, are suddenly aware that their nuclear reactors are a problem in the event of a kinetic warfare. One more detail. We have 30 seconds. We've spoken on Golden Dome. You've discovered this week that it's expensive. How expensive, Henry?
I haven't discovered it. I don't know. But what's interesting is the people that that run the space program are at the very top are talking publicly that they don't know. And I think we need to develop an immense sense of humor. It can go in two directions. It may be much less for certain kinds of defense. If you listen to Booz Allen, they have a pitch for sending them $25 billion, and they claim they can do all sorts of things. Or you go to the Congressional Budget Office and they say, well, our estimate is for a crappy system, it'll cost you $500 billion. And probably, you know, by the time you get done, it could be a multiple of that.
Golden Dome, trillion. You're satisfied? Yeah. We can start there. Trillion.
Well, I mean, and change. And who knows what it can do. Henry, so we're in early days, that's for sure.
Henry Sokolsky, Nonproliferation Policy Education Center. I'm John Batchelor.
You're listening to CBS Eye on the World with John Batchelor. Brand new luxury apartments. If you're in the market, listen. Brand new luxury apartments. Champion has a new property, River Park of Dublin, which is a mile south of Dublin. Location is everything. Spacious 1, 2, and 3-bedroom homes, designer finishes, resort-style amenities, exceptional customer service. That's Champion. Champion's brand new luxury apartments, River Park of Dublin. Now do something about it. Visit livewithchampion.com. Livewithchampion.com.